From Directions Magazine, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, August 19th, 2014. This weekly podcast gives you an inside edge on technology news related to all things location. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
And this is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
How often have you asked yourself the question of whether you can use GIS data or a map that you did not create yourself? It could be something you found on a local government website, in another publication, or on social media. In our discussion today, we're going to delve into the guidelines of using data or maps protected by copyright or Creative Commons licenses and the gray areas of fair use or information that could be considered in the public domain. Join us to see if you've been using maps and data that ensure legal compliance. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Directions Magazine is the leader in geospatial technology webinars. If your organization is interested in more sales leads, stronger brand awareness, and positioning your company as a key thought leader, then let us help you deliver a professionally produced live event that reaches a global audience. For more information on both our 30 and 60-minute webinar formats, go to www.geospatialwebinars.com.
So, Dina, rather than going into the definitions and citations of legal wording of each type of usage, we're going to try to discuss actual examples and weave the legal parameters around each use case. And we probably should start off by saying we're not lawyers, but we've been using these guidelines in our own for our own purposes in publishing maps through Directions Magazine as a publication. So I'm going to start with hopefully a simple example related to copyrighted material. Let me start with an example from the New York Times or USA Today. So if you are looking at USA Today or New York Times and you saw a map there, you have to assume that this example, since they created it, is protected under U.S. copyright law and is restricted from use anytime without the permission of that publication. So to me, there's very little wiggle room in terms of use. And as a publisher, I want to respect the copyright of another publication. Now, if you request permission and it's granted, then again, usually the publication will require proper citation. If we at Directions Magazine are asked for permission to reprint an article, we usually ask that it say something like copyright 2014 reprinted with permission, Directions Magazine. So that's my example of copyrighted material.
Okay, and let's move now to another understanding of the use of copyrighted material, which is called fair use. And that's part of the legal code of the United States. And it basically says, for certain specific things, you can actually use small portions of copyrighted work without permission. That sounds like, oh, wow, joy, celebrate. But it's actually very specific in the kinds of things that you can use and what you can do with them. There are four things you need to think about if you're going to try to use something under fair use, and that's, what are you using it for? Pretty much, if it's education or research, news, criticism, those are all good under fair use, but that's only one of the factors. Another one has to do with the nature of the copyrighted work. Was it made public? Was it a private document? Those kinds of things. Whether there will be impact on the work itself if you use a small bit of it, will you be taking revenue away? And how much of it are you taking? Are you taking the whole thing or just a small bit? So there are some details, but it's worth looking at that. And let me give you an example of what I believe is fair use. It would be interesting to ask the folks at Time Magazine if they understood this as fair use. So at Time, they reprinted a map called The Wealthiest Americans by State. This was back at the beginning of August, on August 4th. And it's a lovely little map but made by an organization called Movoto, M-O-V-O-T-O. You get the whole map, and then under it there's a discussion about it. There's a link to the source of the map. Nowhere does it say used with permission, and I feel pretty strongly that the person who wrote this, Justin Worland, did not in fact contact Movado and say, hey, can I use your map? And I say that because you can find this map on 1,000 blogs and 1,000 other news sites. That to me is considered fair use. Why? Because Time is a news outlet. There is some value add in the sense that they do have some little discussion of it. They are responsible in the sense that they do provide a link back to the source. That to me is fair use.
And there's some public good in reproducing that.
I think Time magazine would argue that there is news value in this, and that's what business it's in.
Let me go on to something that you may have seen, certainly on Directions Magazine website, and hopefully many others, and that's what's called Creative Commons. And I want to state a definition from Wikipedia, and a Creative Commons license is used when an author wants to give people the right to share, use, and build upon a work that they have created. What this does is it provides the author some flexibility and protects the people who use or redistribute an author's work from concerns of copyright infringement. Now, an example I want to give is from the Map Story Foundation, and the Map Story Foundation is a nonprofit. There are contributors to Map Story, and you'll see maps and images and graphics on the Map Story website. If you were to use a Map Story map image, Map Story requests that your credit reads copyright Map Story contributors Creative Commons by the ShareAlike license. And the ShareAlike license says that licensees may distribute derivative works only under a license identical to the license that governs the original work. Best practice would be that when you state the Creative Commons license, of which there are several versions, we're talking about the Creative Commons by ShareAlike, that you link directly to the license that explains a little bit in more detail.
And the other thing to point out, when people use a Creative Commons license, they still hold copyright, and this license sits on top of it and gives specific permissions to use the content in specific ways based on which of the different licenses you use. So that copyright is still there, and that's why MapStory says specifically, please state our copyright, and then explain under which circumstances, under which license you are reusing our material. There's a big push now for local, state, and national governments to share data, be transparent. We're in the middle of an open data explosion, if you like. So how does that work? Well, if you go visit data.sfgov.org, that's San Francisco, you'll find this great site with all these maps and all this data. Well, can you use it? Well, you got to do a little bit of detective work, and this is true in most cases, that you find the map that you want, and then in the San Francisco implementation, which is built on Socrata, you can go to the About page about the data, and it tells you all about the data set, who made it, and when, and so forth. And if you scroll down to the bottom, there's a section called Licensing and Attribution, and it specifically says how it is licensed. And when I did that for some San Francisco data about crime incidents in the previous 3 months, this is linked in the show notes, you will find that it's under a Creative Commons license, in this case, one called CC0. And CC0 is the equivalent of public domain. Basically, San Francisco is saying, you can use this, no attribution required, go crazy. But if you look in the further details about the policies, San Francisco has no liability, you know, they're taking no responsibility if you misuse it, and all these other things. Every government gets to choose how they're going to share or not their data. And you, as the user, need to dig down there. And sometimes it's hidden in places, and it's a little bit tricky to find. But this system is actually quite elegant, and you can go right to it. And if you do find that license, you can click on it. And as Joe suggested, it will take you right to the Creative Commons public domain, and it explains exactly what that means. The other big license that's sort of in discussions these days, just because it's still rather new, is the new license for OpenStreetMap. And OpenStreetMap originally was under a Creative Commons license, but there were some issues with that. And at the end of 2012, OpenStreetMap switched over to a new license called the ODC Open Database License, and the abbreviation is ODDL. And it's a special kind of license specifically for data, which is a lot different. Creative Commons covers everything. Public domain covers everything. There are other licenses that you might have heard of, like the MIT license. That's an open source license. That's really for software. This open database license is really about data. And again, it sits on top of copyright, and you do the same thing. Copyright OpenStreetMap, and detailing that you're in fact using it under this open data license.
So if you've got some questions about licensing and Creative Commons and copyright
and fair use.
Yeah, we've put a lot of links into the show notes, and it would be advisable to review them. So we would really highly recommend that you explore the different types of licenses that are available to you. Well, that's all the time we have for today. And for us here at Directions Magazine, we have many very informative webinars coming up, the first of which is on the legal implications, as we were talking about some legal issues today, but on the legal implications of using drones for commercial use. It will be held on August 27th. For more details, go to directionsmag.com/webinars. If you'd like to comment about today's podcast, you can write to us at editors@directionsmag.com. Leave a comment where this podcast is posted on Directions Mag, or send us a tweet at Directions Mag. Thanks again for joining us today, and be sure to tell a friend.